Everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center, and I thought I would answer a couple of questions in this video because there's been a few really good questions coming up on my YouTube channel, and thanks for that. Anybody that's getting involved with that, it actually really helps to kind of guide me as to what people are interested in and what kind of videos I should be making. So it's always really nice, and also it's just really nice to have to know that people are watching and enjoying. So that's always great as well. So this comment was on my latest video, the difference between Reiki and meditation. And Krista L was saying it was incredibly helpful. Thank you. And timely. So this person was talking about believing that in order to offer Reiki, you have to be in a deeply meditative space. And so if the mind's too distracted with thoughts, or if you're not in a good space, that you're in a bad mood, then you're not able to offer Reiki to animals, and I'm guessing people as well. So the question was, if I'm in a really distracted mindset, then is it possible? So last night I was distracted in my thoughts, but I still felt the Reiki in my hands and in the space around me. I think my guinea pigs felt it as well, even though it was not in a strictly meditative space. Is that possible? Absolutely. And I think that really what I wanted to say in this video was not only to reassure you that Reiki is well above your mental state, but also to encourage you, exactly as this person did, was to really come into your own experience with Reiki. So ultimately, this idea of, well, does it work or doesn't it work, is kind of one of those things. So check it out. You know, like if you are distracted or you're in a bad mood and you place your hands on your body somewhere, or you place your hands on your animals, for example, if you have pets, or you place your hands on another person, what actually happens? Like, can you feel the Reiki still working? And I would say yes, but that's my experience. Like, I think you need to go and check it out for yourself. But for sure, certainly one of the things that I use Reiki for 100% is to help my own relaxation and to help my own mindset. And so, as I said in the video around the difference between Reiki and meditation, for me, I came to Reiki first because there's no way I was able to meditate. My mind just didn't have that level of discipline in order to allow me to start working with different meditation techniques. I just couldn't. It took me years to be able to just count my breath to three before I lost complete focus. Now, if I'm lucky, I get to 10, and I think that's an achievement if I get to 10 without literally just going off somewhere. So if it wasn't for Reiki, I would have never been able to come into a meditative space, honestly, I don't think. So Reiki has been a massive help to calm my own mental state. And having said that, so I guess what I'm saying is that the Reiki is what put me into the meditative state, not the other way around. Like, I wasn't in a meditative state in order to activate Reiki. And so from that viewpoint, when you place your hands on somebody else, or if you're doing animal healing, then you don't have to be in a good mood. And don't just take what I'm saying, go and test it out. Go and test it out. Like, if you have pets at home and the next time you're in a really bad or angry mood, honestly, just put your hands on the animal. And so it's not to transfer any of your anger onto that animal, but it's to invite the Reiki to flow through you and just see what happens. Do you notice your hands activate, or whatever your normal Reiki feeling is? Hopefully you'll have some sense of what Reiki feels like, and experiment. When you place your hands on a loved one, even if you're not feeling in a particularly giving mood or even a good mood, when you put your hands on them, do you notice that there is a reciprocal effect? So what I noticed for myself is that, and actually I came across this pretty much by accident. I was working in a well-being center, and there was a lady that I was working with. This was years ago. There was a lady I was working with that for some reason I just found incredibly irritating. Like, she just really irritated me. I still don't know to this day why, but it was just something about her. You know how sometimes you meet people, I don't know whether they trigger some kind of memory to somebody that you knew in the past, or whether it's some kind of past life thing, who knows? But oh my God, she used to irritate me so much. And anyway, she was the receptionist. And so she said, in order for me to more accurately recommend Reiki to people for you, like customers, it would be good if I had a Reiki treatment because I've never had one. So then I can be able to recommend it. Perfectly good suggestion. But in my mind, I was like, I don't want to Reiki you. I don't want to put my hands on you. I don't like you. So bad. But I'll admit it, you know, that was how I was feeling. I mean, in all honesty, I didn't want to give her Reiki. I'm like, I don't want. But my mind, my logical mind was like, no, that is a good suggestion. She's right. You need to give her Reiki. So in the end, I set up a Reiki treatment, gave her a Reiki treatment. And for me, you know, I wasn't in a particularly good state of mind to give it to her, but my logical mind was like, just do it. Just stop like whining. And I noticed as I was going through my Reiki treatment with her, the Reiki was flowing through me. And for me, I just feel very open, very spacious. My hands do a lot of talking, like they're very buzzy and busy and hot and cold, and all kinds of sensations are going through them. And so I was getting all of those sensations. And as the treatment went on, I was also feeling more and more love for this person. Again, not my doing, not my mental doing, but somewhere the Reiki and the healing and the just the whole thing was just taking over me. And whatever problem I had with her, or whatever old trigger, well, I don't know, who cares, right? It just dissolved in that session. So not only was I giving her a healing session, but I was getting a healing session too. And when I say this, I'm sure many of you have had this experience where you feel better after a Reiki treatment for somebody else. And that's kind of, it was kind of a real aha moment for me. I was like, wow, it really doesn't matter what state of mind I'm in. And if anything, if I'm in a bad mood, then it will help my mood as well. And the weird thing is after that one treatment, all animosity towards this woman disappeared. I mean, ultimately, she had done nothing wrong to me. It was just some little thing that she reminded me of somebody or something energetic was going on. And then after our Reiki treatment, it just disappeared. And we became, I'm not going to say we became best mates or anything, but I just didn't have an issue with her anymore. Like, it just wasn't there. And I often look back and thought, that was really weird. I don't even know what was going on. But essentially, thanks to the Reiki treatment, all of that, whatever it was, energetic ties, whatever, just completely disappeared. So I'm not saying that as, oh, go and Reiki all your mortal enemies, though. Might work. Like, if you have people you have real issues with, you might ask if you can send them Reiki, because it might dissolve whatever ties or whatever emotional, mental, spiritual knots you've got going on with that person. But I give you that example really as an example of where I wasn't particularly in a very good frame of mind, and through the Reiki, it shifted something in me too. And overall, it's just to remember universal life force. Reiki is, it surpasses everything. Like our mental capacity, whether you think, oh, I can intend Reiki, I can make it flow, I can shift things, I can do things. But actually, our mental capacity is incredibly small compared to the force of universal life, right? Like, look around you. It's like unbelievable what is going on around us. It's looking at the whole shebang. This is what we're talking about when we talk about Reiki, right? The whole force of nature and its movement. And that's what we're accessing when we allow the Reiki to flow through us. Now, I say allow, I'm not talking about allow here. I'm talking about the action of just being present and that intention to give Reiki to another living being, whether it's a person, whether it's an animal. It has nothing to do with your mindset at all. Nothing. Honestly, you could be asleep, right? So when I say that, when I'm like, well, you could be asleep, then it really has nothing to do with that. And I've tested that, by the way. First of all, have you ever woken up with your hands on your body and you've woken up because your hands are so hot? I've had that happen where my hands are just so hot on wherever I'm touching that it's woken me up. And then I've also had the experience of placing somebody's hand who has Reiki, a Reiki person, on my body when they were asleep to see what was going on. And I could feel the Reiki coming from their hands and they were asleep. So I like experiments and I really recommend that you experiment as well, because this is not just about opinions and beliefs. These are testable experiential, knowable things. And then once you know it, you don't have to ask questions and you don't have to believe what other people say as well, because ultimately there's a lot of misinformation about Reiki. A lot of it makes no sense. And when you test it, you can actually test it and go, actually, this really makes no sense because it is not my experience. And once you start to trust your experience more, then a lot of this stuff is testable. Like everything, there's no belief system that you can't test out for yourself. How does it make me feel? So when I talk on this channel about different things that I believe in, when I say, oh, I believe this or I believe that, it's all because I've tested it. Like, because very little, and honestly, the belief structure of our mind is very, very subtle. So there's probably loads of stuff that I say that I might change my mind about because I think I test it, or I think about it, but I haven't really. And then I will think about it and I will test it. And then I'll be like, ooh, that's bullshit. It's great. It's so funny. I mean, honestly, I think if you had a look at some of my videos that I did like 10 years ago, it was just so full of bullshit, honestly, because I hadn't thought about it. And that's not to then turn around and go, oh my God, I'm wrong. It's to say, actually, I hadn't thought about it. And you know what? Now I have thought about it and I have tested it. And whatever I was carrying, those belief systems that I was carrying are no longer valid. And I think that's a really positive curiosity to have, is to be constantly doubting what you're thinking, what you're believing. Like, especially if it doesn't expand you, you know? And a lot of these things around Reiki, oh, you can't do it when you're not in a good mood, or you can't do it when you're ill, or, ooh, you have to do it in a certain sequence, or you can't do this and you can't do that. It's not very expanded, is it? It's kind of like, ooh, all these rules and regulations. And then there are others that are there for a reason. And I talk about this as well. It's like this whole idea of, well, I just give Reiki to whoever I want, you know, because it's for their highest good. I don't need to ask permission. That doesn't feel expanded to me. Like, for me to go and, what, it feels expanded in a different way, doesn't it? It's kind of like, oh, I know more than them. I know better than them. I can heal them. So I'm going to give them Reiki without permission. They don't need to know. If you're really honest and you feel that in your system, you might think it's an expansion because you're some godly, highly spiritual, you know, like whatever. guru, but essentially it's not expansive, it's contracted, because you're contracting that other person's right for self-empowerment. Gone off on a bit of a tangent there, because sometimes the problem is when I say experiment with this and really be open to this and throw all the rules out the window, then people throw the good rules out as well. They throw everything out, and then they're just kind of like, oh, I can just be omnipotent and just Reiki whatever I want. So it's a little bit like if we're talking about animal Reiki, it's like if your guinea pigs or your animals are running away from you as you try and Reiki them, you're not going to tie them down so you can Reiki them, are you? Like, that would be kind of, you'd kind of go, okay, I think that's wrong. Like, holding them for dear life as they're struggling. That's obviously, you don't have permission to give Reiki to that animal in that moment. Another time might be more receptive. And so people are the same. Like, if we don't give them the choice to accept Reiki or not accept Reiki from us, then that's a rule I think bears keeping, the one around permission. But then the one around what kind of mood you're in. But again, it might also be the same. Like, if you're in a really foul mood and somebody else is very sensitive to that, they might say no to your Reiki, not because of the Reiki. The Reiki will flow perfectly fine, but because they don't want to sit in your foul energy. That's also perfectly acceptable, right? So from that viewpoint, when you're not in a good mood and you're giving Reiki, there is a certain knock-on effect. So in that sense, I can see the logic of saying, don't give Reiki to people when you're in a bad mood, and when you're not in a meditative space. However, there are levels. So knowing your own levels, and if you are feeling very distracted, so for example, if you were going to go and give a Reiki treatment to somebody else or to your pets and animals, and you didn't feel like you're in a good space, what would it be like to give yourself 5 or 10 minutes of Reiki and just see if you can bring yourself into that more meditative space without having to forego giving someone else a treatment? You might be able to just lower that whole mood so that you're not projecting it outwards. And then there might be other times where you are feeling quite distracted. To be honest, I also have situations where when I start to treat somebody else, I pick up on their distracted anxiety, and then the whole treatment feels really anxious, but it's got nothing to do with me. So when I first started, I felt okay. And then as I'm going through the treatment, I feel very anxious and upset and all over the place. Now, that's not my energy. I'm picking up on somebody else's energy, but that's also nothing to fear, because ultimately the Reiki will take care of it. You're just simply sitting in the soup. And as you Reiki somebody and you help them through their anxiety, then it just, the whole thing goes, and then it all settles back down again towards the end of the treatment. So again, I wouldn't say no if somebody else came in highly anxious and highly upset, because I know the Reiki will take care of it. Right? And it will take care of me. It will take care of the person. It will take care of the whole situation. And I can trust that. But again, I'm saying that through experience, because I've tested it, I've tried it, and I've seen how it works. If you are somebody that is very highly sensitive and you don't want to go through that experience of somebody else's stress, somebody else's anxiety, because it will trigger too much in you, then that's also a perfectly fine decision for you to make as well. So at the end of the day, separating out these two things. So the Reiki will go through anything. Like, it goes through time and space, for goodness sake. Of course, it's going to go through your mood. It doesn't care about your mood, and it doesn't care about your thinking, and it doesn't care about how much you're thinking. None of that is relevant. The Reiki is the existence, or the energetic flow through which all this stuff appears, right? So it's not relevant. It's really not relevant at that level. The level that Reiki operates and the level that we operate, it's a whole different paradigm. However, there is also like two energies, my energy and the person I'm treating or the animal I'm treating, that these are also two energies as well that are affected by each other. Like to say I'm not affected by other people would be nonsense because I am. When I walk into the room with somebody else, I pick up on their energy immediately. And I know a lot about what's going on for them simply because I'm sitting in their energy field. So to say that that doesn't impact me, for me anyway, would be a lie because I am. And I accept that. But through my experience, I also accept that the Reiki or me just sitting there in it doesn't need to impact me. It's okay. It's like I deal with people with very difficult mental health situations all the time. And I feel their energy. I can feel a lot of empathy for that. I try and hold space as best I can. And then when they leave with their energy. And it's not mine. So for me, I'm very clear on that. I have had to work at that though. And it is something you can work at. It's that that not merging. So for a lot of empaths, we merge our energy in. That's a whole other video, I think. But we merge our energies in with the people. And then when they leave, we're kind of stuck with a shadow resonance of whatever they were feeling because we've kind of not put very clear boundaries in ourselves. And I think that's a real learned behavior, by the way. So it is something you can unlearn and it is something you can build much, much better clarity around what's mine, what's theirs. So often with empathy, we build false beliefs around that too. As I said, I think that's a different video. But let me know in the comments if you'd like to see a video like that. I think there's a few, I've done a few of them, but I could do an updated version. Back to what I was talking about. So yeah, so to wrap up anyway, it's just to say that definitely play around with this idea of if you're quite distracted or you're not feeling in a meditative space, or even if you're in quite a low or bad mood, how does it really affect your Reiki treatment? Does it really affect your Reiki treatment? Like, are you able to put your hands on an animal or another person and have it clear up very quickly? Because if you do, if you can, then there's really no problem doing that. But if you notice that you're stewing in it and you just keep that bad mood just keeps going, then I would probably say don't do Reiki treatments for the simple fact, not that the Reiki is not working, but for the simple fact that you might be, if the person you're giving the treatment to is very empathic, then they might be picking up on that. And if they don't have clear boundaries as to what's yours and what's theirs, then they could end up kind of taking a shadow of that away with them, which wouldn't be nice for them, right? And probably not very responsible on your part. So I hope that helps. And I hope you, yeah, if you have any questions or comments, do pop them in to the chat. As I say, it does really help me to design other videos on topics that I think people will be interested in. So I hope that helped. And thanks for watching and listening. Bye.